and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the world's top events of our times. I'm Wenji. In this edition, we take a look at the Boao Forum in southern China's Hainan province that opened on Sunday. In his annual report, the Boao Forum finds that Asian economies have experienced a sharp decline in growth due to the pandemic, but their performance has been significantly better than that of the rest of the world. Yang Chengxi explains some of the key findings.
Despite the COVID-19 pandemic still being a major factor hindering economies in Asia, the forum's report on economic output and integration says overall growth in the region will exceed 6.5% in 2021.
The signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which took place in November 2020, will inject strong momentum into regional and global economic growth. The Belt and Road Initiative has achieved remarkable results as well.
The report notes the continued advancement of integration for trade in goods in the region. More than half of total trade within major Asian economies still comes from within Asia itself, with ASEAN countries and China at the core of said trade.
Major Asian economies are still highly dependent on Asian factories. Although the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted the production network of these factories in 2020, it did not shift the center of Asia's global value chain.
The report has other key insights. For instance, how the integration of Asian financial markets continues to progress steadily, and international capital continues to favor the Asian market. In 2020, global direct investment inflows fell by 42%, while that of developing countries in Asia only fell by 4%. The only difference was China, whose FDI inflow last year continued to increase, making it the world's largest FDI destination, another sign of Asia's recovery.
The Boao annual report on the outlook of Asia's economy also highlighted the vitality of the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative, saying it has helped trade and investment grow under the COVID-19 pandemic. Siddharth Chatterjee is the United Nations resident coordinator in China. He says the Belt and Road Initiative will benefit not only Asian countries, but also the whole world.
The Belt and Road Initiative and the emphasis that China has now placed also on the green BRI is going to be crucial, because ultimately without connectivity, without the world being connected through infrastructure, both digital and physical, as I said, we will not have the free movement of goods and people and services. Trade needs infrastructure. Commerce needs infrastructure. So without a doubt that this whole initiative is going to be absolutely important. It is about using the multilateral space.
The UN official also stressed that the world needs to come together in order to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Boao Forum for Asia's annual conference, scheduled from Sunday to Wednesday, is expected to discuss major topics related to promoting development and prosperity in Asia and beyond in the post-COVID-19 era. Jiang Gong, a professor at Beijing's University of International Business and Economics, is cautiously optimistic about the speedy recovery of the Asian economy.
Well, Asia's share of the total global economy is very large. I mean, it's more than 30%. But it's still, you know, very much depending on the situation with the pandemic. We have the decisive weapon of vaccination. And I think these four or five vaccines are doing, you know, quite well these days. So I hope by the time of later this year, hopefully we should be able to wipe this COVID off the earth, hopefully.
2021 is the 20th anniversary of the Boao Forum for Asia. And to mark the event, another report on the sustainable development of Asia and the world has been released. For more on that, Shane Bigham spoke to Wang Lei from Hainan.
What's the key message that you've brought from the report?
The report says four major development deficits, the healthcare, infrastructure, green and digital deficits, have become a major bottleneck for sustainable development in Asia. These deficits have a huge impact on our lives and could be a matter of life and death. First, the healthcare deficit, and mainly includes a lack of medical funds, high tariffs on medical supplies and personal protective equipment, and insufficient trade facilitation measures. As a result, although some parts of Asia have developed vaccines, the progress of vaccination against COVID-19 varies in different regions. Second, infrastructure deficit. Hard and soft infrastructure are needed to deal with environmental risks and climate change, and to enhance cross-border connectivity. Third, green deficit. Asian economies have experienced rapid growth in the past few decades. However, the total carbon emissions in the region were also on an upward trend. Finally, digital deficit. Digital inequality exists across Asian economies, with the top digital companies highly concentrated geographically. How to narrow down the digital gap among Asian economies is one of the biggest challenges faced by Asia.
Has the report provided a solution, though?
Oh, yeah. According to Vice President Tao Li of the Boao Forum for Asia Academy, her organization, together with its project partners, has proposed action from three aspects. Firstly, the governments in Asia could take actions in key areas, such as reducing the healthcare deficit. The report called on the governments to invest more in public health infrastructure, thus improving access, fairness, and responsiveness of the healthcare system. They also have a big role to play in mitigating the green deficit. Governments could create more job opportunities related to the green economy and further support research and innovation regarding climate change. Secondly, on the part of enterprises in Asia, they could act more consciously. Companies need to be aware of the risks faced by their own industries and transform timely to the new economic fields that require sustainable development. Companies also have a big role to play in helping their employees to prevent and control infectious diseases, cultivate digital skills, and make green lifestyles choice. Thirdly, regional and global coordinated efforts are greatly needed. The new U.S. government has decided to return to the Paris Agreement and stop withdrawing from the WTO. The report says the foundation for multilateral cooperation is still broad. It concludes by saying Asia will be a major engine for global sustainable recovery. It is working with other regions to win the battle against the pandemic, trim development deficits, and promote economic integration.
Since 2001, leaders from Boao Forum member countries have forged what's now known as the Asian Proposal. Yang Chengxi has more.
For 20 years, the Boao Forum for Asia has embodied the region's collaborative wisdom in responding to international economic challenges. It was proposed a year after the 1997 Asian financial crisis and inaugurated in 2001. Since then, the forum has gone through three distinctive phases.
For the first few years of the Boao Forum, the key phrase was win-win. The idea that global trade and investment cooperation is not a zero-sum game. It's been at the heart of what's known as the Asian Proposal, something that the Boao Forum claims to champion. In 2008, a new global economic crisis hit, shifting the world's economic discourse. The Boao Forum was no exception. Over the following years, the themes featured keywords like growth, recovery, and development. And China, along with several other economies in Asia, has managed to maintain healthy levels of growth.
Since 2013, the forum has embraced another change. It's become more forward-looking and heralded China's vision for the future. That year, Chinese President Xi Jinping laid out his vision for deepening regional cooperation.
China will increase connectivity with its neighbors, actively explore the building of a regional financing platform, advance economic integration within the region, and thus increase its competitiveness.
And it was later that year that President Xi proposed the Belt and Road Initiative, aimed at promoting joint prosperity across the Eurasian landmass. The message of his next keynote speech at Boao, which was in 2015, also went beyond Asia. He elaborated another of his key visions, which is building a community with a shared future for mankind.
To build a community with a shared future, we must uphold mutual respect and equal treatment among all countries and commit to win-win cooperation and common development. We must ensure common, comprehensive, cooperative, and sustainable security. Different civilizations must draw on one another's strengths and enhance mutual learning.
In 2018, trade protectionism was growing in many economies. Once again, President Xi reaffirmed the values that China and the forum upholds.
China's open gates will not close, but will be open wider.
On November of that year, the first China International Import Expo was held in Shanghai. Many global companies continue to find opportunities in working with their Chinese partners.
This year, the forum aims to focus on joining hands to strengthen global governance and advance Belt and Road cooperation. Experts say it's a continuation of the same spirit of openness and collaboration that the Boao Forum has stood for 2 decades.
With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and the how for a stronger understanding of all the top events that occur in China and around the world. Subscribe to the Top Story podcast to gain a competitive advantage in preparing yourself for the news events that are shaping our lives and our future. For more top stories and more, visit chinaplus.cri.cn and listen to the Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so that we can provide you with even more content that interests you. I'm Wen Jie. Thanks for listening.